Signs of the times are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh.
Page 95. By request.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care upon the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock.
Is Bruce Tolley that passed away.
For the Tolley family. Does anyone have anything on your heart this morning? I'm glad for the solid rock this morning. How about you?
Amen.
All right. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn back to the book of Matthew, back chapter 31. We're going to pick right up the next couple verses where we was Sunday. We want to read verse 31 and 32. And also I want to read verse Luke 17:5. Matthew Matthew 13, 31 and 32, and Luke 17, 5. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32, and Luke chapter 17, verse 5. Find your place if you would stand with me. We're reading of God's Word. Verse 31, the Bible says, "And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." And in Luke 17, verse 5, the Bible says, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith." Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your blessings, all your mercy and grace. And God, we're so thankful of these parables and the importance of your kingdom. Lord, the explanation and how that it's a training us about the kingdom of God and the kingdom work, and we are kingdom's kids, and Lord, we're part of the kingdom of God, and Lord, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts and we'll realize and understand what you're saying. And a lot of these passages says that he that hath an ear, let him hear. And Lord, help us to hear spiritually this morning. Help us, God, to touch our spiritual hearing, and that we would understand and take it to our heart what you're telling us today. And Father, I pray for the moving of the Spirit of the Lord. I ask you, God, to shake us today and send us a breeze, and let the winds of heaven blow upon us today. And Father, we just ask you for your touch. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Just jotted down a title in this message this morning, A Small Seed. You know, and we're seeing here about the mustard seed is a little seed. It was small. Not the smallest seed ever, but with the herbs and the vegetation, it was the smallest that most farmers ever messed with in this day and time. And so we're looking, but here I read in chapter 17 and verse 5 of Luke, the disciples, the apostles, asked Jesus to increase our faith. And this was the question that they was wanting. Their faith increased. He had just come through and give them several things, and they was struggling with it. And they said, "Lord, increase our faith. Help us in these areas. Help us to be more of what you're saying we need to be." And today I got a question. Is that our question today? Do we pray and do we ask God to increase our faith? Do we ask him to help us? Do you ever read the Bible and after you read a certain passage, you shake your head,
put your face in your
hands, and you say, "Oh, Lord, help me. Or am I the only one?" I follow, and that's where the disciples were. They were coming up short what he was telling them, and they were struggling with some areas. And we today, and I don't know about you, but me, I deal with some areas. You might say, "Well, you're the preacher." I'm still human. And there's times when I say, "Oh, Lord, I need you. You've got to help me with this one. To love that and I want a punch in the face? Wow." Amen. And then this, the Bible said, "Lord, increase our faith. Help me in these areas. Help me in where you tell me I need to be. I need your help in this." Amen. How many would say amen with that this morning?
Amen.
And looking and thinking about this and thinking about faith. And faith is what saves us. Now there's it was pretty prominent back years and years and years ago. Now it's coming back real strong. I've talked to some other denominations and a lot of folk. Predestination is the doctrine of predestination is coming. A lot of folks is teach it and they believe it to be that God has predestined every human being if they're going to be saved or if they're going to be lost, and they're predestined and they have no choice in the matter. I'd like to talk about predestination as God's foreknowledge of knowing what decision we're going to make to the gospel.
Amen.
But today, thinking about faith, and I was in a discussion the other night as someone was leaning and having a lot of questions, and they was leaning toward the predestination view. And I said, don't leave Romans 10:17 out of the equation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is now, if you're going weighing things out, you better not leave that now the equation. You better not leave Ephesians 2:8-9 out. For we are saved by grace through predestination. No, we're saved by grace through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. And that we have been, and the Bible talks about us given a measure of faith. And today, I'm looking and thinking about this small grain of seed. And see, God's grace is unmerited favor with God. There's not anybody in here, and I don't want to bust our bubbles, but there's not anybody in here worthy to go to heaven. Because we have sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. We have fallen. We've missed the mark. We don't line up to where the Bible says we need to be. Thank God for grace. Amen.
Amen.
So often in the Bible, Jesus would say, "Oh, ye of little faith." I think he's talking to Brother Tim when he said that. "Oh, ye of little faith." In the boat, he talked about it several different times. He would say, "How long am I going to be here with you?" Amen. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And this morning, and when I got to looking at this passage and I struggled with where to go and how to take it, and then God just started moving on my heart that we need, as Christians today, our faith increased.
Amen.
Lord, increase our faith. Do we believe that Jesus Christ was a good enough the sacrifice to save our souls and take us to heaven? Do we believe that?
Amen.
Are you trusting in that?
Amen.
Well, do we not believe he can't take care of our needs?
Right.
If he can save my, I've given my soul, boy, I better believe that he can meet my needs.
Amen.
And he can take care of a problem. I've given the biggest thing that could ever been given is my trust and my salvation. That's the biggest thing we'll ever turn over to him. But then we say, I've got this. When something pops up, I can handle this. And then it ain't long till we're on our knees again, are we?
Amen.
See, faith only grows as it is exercised.
Amen.
We have to, if you don't exercise your muscles, they'll get flabby. If you don't believe me, just ask me. They'll get flabby. Faith, we have to exercise our faith to grow in faith. It's the trust. When we sit down in a chair, I've got faith in that chair. I don't sit and think, now, phew. But now sometimes I do, but this one I don't. But Some chairs I'll go visit and there'll be a lawn chair. I see my daddy break bunches of them down, so I'm kind of easy in a lawn chair, you know, when I sit down. I don't have as much faith in those. But when I plot one of these seats, I've got faith that it's going to hold me. And it's going to take care of me, and I can sit back and relax and not have to worry about it. I tell you, in life, wouldn't it be good if we trusted Jesus as much as we trust the seat? That no matter what comes our way, no matter what trouble comes around the pike, no matter what we go through, that He's going to be with us. Just like He was with them in the boat out on the Sea of Galilee, He was in the storm with them. They said, "Lord, don't you care? We're going to drown." I believe that's one time He said, "Oh, you a little faith." The word faith here is pisthos. It's persuasion or credence. The root word is pytho. It means to have confidence, make friends, obey, persuade, trust, and obey. What the disciples was asking Him was this: "Lord, give us more knowledge, ability, and persistence to increase our effectiveness." They wanted to be more effective. They were being given the keys to the kingdom. What was it God, Jesus said? You had the keys to the kingdom. They've been given the gospel message depended upon these guys. Their prayer was, "God, make us effective. Lord, I need Your power. I need the ability. I need the knowledge. I need the strength. I need everything that I can muster up to accomplish the goal that You've got for me." And that's where we are today. We need that effectiveness. We need wisdom. I need my faith increased. I don't know about you, but I feel inadequate. I feel like I'm not making enough splash. I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. I need to be more. I need to be more effective. And that's what we ask God to increase our faith. Lord, give me faith that I need. Give me the strength. Make me effective. Would you like to be effective at the workplace? Amen. Wouldn't you like to win all your co-workers that's unsaved to the Lord? It can happen. I mean, who's ever heard of a Bible study at the workplace? A lot of folks. They'll go 15, 20, 30 minutes earlier, take their time during their... Boy, a Bible study would be a good way to be effective. Have a prayer group. There's a lot of things. See, this is what they were asking, was for knowledge and the ability to sharpen the gospel sword. I know that sounds mean, but Lord, help us to be more effective. I'm about ready to get into the message. How often, I want to hit you with this question. How often is our prayers, "Lord, I need the wisdom and the knowledge and the ability to be more effective for You, for the kingdom of God"? Amen? Amen. Oh, me? See, times that we live in now see if I'm off base here. More often to pray that we be more effective, we pray, "God, get me through this day. Give me the grace just to get through this day. I've got more than I can handle. I've got more, and I'm going 9 million ways, and Lord, I just can't. I just need the grace to make it through." Most of us have prayed that a lot more than we've prayed, "Lord, help me be more effective." Amen. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with that prayer. But we need to pray to be more effective. I'll tell you what, and I don't know, wasn't thinking about this, and it just come. And I remember Rhonda and I, went through a spell several years. Our pastor called us in one Sunday morning after church and set us down, and this is God be my witness. And he said, I have never seen a couple go through as much as you all have. You remember that morning? I've never seen a couple go through of my years of pastoring as much as you all have. When you're in a trial, in a test, you can come out with a testimony. And if you don't exercise your faith, you'll just come out with a moaning. Amen? But in the hardest times, you can still let your light shine. You can still be faithful to God. You can still be a faithful witness. You can still be on the firing line for Almighty God. You can be on your face before God, and people will notice and take notice of you. Lord, help us to be more effective. But, all right, I'm going to get to verse 31 and 32. Another parable put forth the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. This is a small seed, a smaller than the other vegetation. This was probably the black mustard seed, and it normally, we cultivated, they say, would grow 5-6 feet, but in the wild, it would grow much larger. But thinking about that, birds would make their nest in these and scatter the seeds everywhere. And they would grow rapidly. They would grow very quick. And Jesus' answer now to the disciples, I'm going to go back to verse 6 of Luke chapter 17. The question was, and the apostles said, Lord, increase our faith. And he said in verse 6, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. So we see that Jesus answered the request, compared faith to a grain of mustard seed. Very small. You know, and I've thought, because we say we need faith, that's a very little bit of faith. You know, on one occasion he told the disciples, he said, the works you see me do, you're going to do far greater than what I do. He said here, if you just had a little bit of faith, see, these seeds grow fast. When they would go in the ground, they jumped up quickly. And they would jump up and grow 9 to 10 foot tall. They say that the Palestinian farmers hated them. It's kind of like something that we would know as Johnson Grace today or something that couldn't get rid of. They say even if a field burned, these would keep living and take right back off and keep going. This seed, you just about couldn't get rid of it. It would grow and grow and grow. And that's thinking about this seed and our faith and the word and the kingdom of God. See, we see the kingdom of God started at that little bitty small seed. And look what it's done. It's grown and grown and grown. Matthew 17:20 says, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. How many believes the Bible? Do we believe it from cover to cover? Do we believe that all things are possible? Well, wait a minute. What is it the little boy said? All means all, and that's all means. All things are possible. The small seed of the kingdom, I think I shared with last week, the kingdom has now grown that there's probably around 2 billion people claims to be Christian. It started out with a little group of men. That seed has grown. It's been burned. It's been beat down. It's been tried to be dug out. And it just keeps springing up everywhere. Amen. You're not going to squelch out the gospel, the kingdom of God. He said that it'll always be here throughout all eternity. What makes the kingdom grow? What keeps it going is faith. See, there was a little group of guys that believed that they was not anything impossible. The harder they beat them, the harder they preached. Because they knew the truth. They had experienced a relationship with Jesus Christ. They had seen what He was capable of doing. He had never lied to them. He had never let them down. He had never backed off. He is with them. And He said, now you go and carry on what I started. He told them, I'm coming back to get you. They believed Him. Every one of them except one died a martyr's death. They carried it. What? They had the faith. They knew where it was. They knew whom they had trusted and believed that He was able to keep that which they had committed unto Him against that day. Amen. Are we that steadfast and sure? If the guards come in with the guns this morning and said, everybody that leaves out of here that's got a Bible, I'm going to shoot them. Are coming in. And see, they had the faith. It didn't matter what happened. They carried the gospel. They kept on. They pressed forward. Amen. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Keep pressing. Keep going. See, there is no explanation for this seed of a mustard. For it, that little seed, to grow that big. There's no explanation for the kingdom of God. There's no explanation of faith that we can have in Jesus Christ. What can cause these things to happen? Mountain moving faith. And the Bible says that's the size of a grain of mustard seed. This group of guys thought nothing was impossible. What about you today? What is it in your life that you say, this is impossible, Tim? This is too big. I don't know what to do. This is over my head. That's where faith steps in. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. When He is in the equation, nothing is impossible. Is it always going to work out like we thought? Well, no. Is it going to be disappointments? Oh, yeah. There's going to be these times where we just... been through it here recently. But He's still on the throne. Amen. He's still in charge. He's still God. He's the same God that saved my soul. He's the same God that will get me through it. He's the same God I'm looking for to come back and get me. He's the same God that said, wherever I am, there you'll be throughout all eternity. He's the one that I'm expecting to go to heaven with, and him be my God, and me be his people, and him wipe every tear from my eye. Well, glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that this morning? I've got the faith in Jesus where it's supposed to be.
Amen.
See, our faith is humble and small, but it should be increasing and growing and abounding like this seed is. And I'm going to tell you, if the devil can snuff your faith out, he'll do it.
Amen.
He'll throw everything in your way to get you to doubting the goodness of God. How many times has he ever come up to you and whispered, well, if he's a good loving God, why would he allow this to happen?
Amen.
If God loved you like he said, and the Bible said, he would not allow this to happen. You know, there's something called free will. God is in control of everything. But he has given man a free will. And he allows us to work in that free will. Now, often he'll use a lot of stuff to kind of get our attention. But we have been given a free will. Our faith ought to be increasing. What is it I quoted last week? Faith come by hearing. Faith come by throwing money in the offering plate? No, it come by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
God's word is faith building. And I want to ask you, what are you going through today? Because there's three things. You're in one of three boats. You're either going into a storm, you're in that storm, or you're just coming out of one. And if you're just coming out, it ain't going to be long. You'll be going back in. Amen? What is it that you need faith help with today? If you could say and you think, and I want to challenge your thinking this morning, and you say, God, help me with fill in the blank. Increase my faith, make me more effective. Help me with this situation that me and my family or whoever's going through right now. Now I'm going to challenge you, and if you can't find any, come and talk to me, and we'll get a Strong's Concordance, and we'll hunt and find you some scripture that will support you and lift you up in this hard time. To increase your faith. The Word of God will increase your faith. When Rhonda and I was going through one of our difficult times, and I still to this day don't know what chapter, but she went to the book of Psalms, and that psalm got her through. She clung to the Word of God. And I did too, but I remember distinctly her grabbing her Bible, clinging to the Word of God. Now, folks, that'll get you through. It'll build our faith. See, if we lack direction, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a good one. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not in thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. See, now there's a verse that you can sink your teeth into. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ's strength. You need strength, you need help to get through a situation. Well, then go to that passage. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. You got a financial problem. You got to say, Tim, I don't know what I'm going to do financially. We get there sometimes. Well, go to Philippians again. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I like it. It don't say out of his riches. If Bill Gates helped me out of his riches, he might give me $1,000. But if he helped me according to his riches, it'd be the millions. Amen? Woo! That makes a big difference to me. I'll take the million over $1,000 any day. Amen? Out of his riches. He owns everything. He's the God of the universe. He spoke worlds into existence. He is the God, the only God, the true God. And he said, I'll take care of your needs if you'll trust me. Woo! That's better than E.F. Hutton, ain't it? See, faith honors God. And God honors faith. It works good. Also, where faith is built by God's works. Has God ever done a miracle in your life? Have we ever seen miracles? Well, the next hard time it comes up, we can look back to that one. Say, boy, he took me through that one. He'll get me through this one. Amen. That's faith building. Getting us through the next time. Henry Blackaby, an author of Experiencing God, said, this was a quote, we should attempt things so great that they are doomed for failure unless God intervenes. Preacher, I never got an amen there. I got some looks and some smiles, but I never got an amen there nowhere. That goes against the very nature of a human being. Why in the world would I take on something that I know I'm going to fail at? So I can trust God. Amen? I'm telling you, there is no way that this old boy seen a clue, a reason he could pastor a church. There was no way. But I trusted God with it. I said, Lord, I'm just an old dumb country boy, redneck, you know me. I can't do nothing. If it wasn't for Rhonda, I'd be way out yonder. I said, but if you're calling me to preach, you'll have to do it, and I'm going to trust you to do it. I'm still there today. If it ain't for him, amen?
Amen.
I know. Y'all might say, well, you got a lot of proving to do, and I know I do. But I'm trusting God with it. And he'll give me what I need when I need it.
Amen.
Amen. The disciples was asking for knowledge, ability, and persistence to increase their effectiveness. In Mark 9:23-24, the Bible says, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, this is when Jesus was coming off of Mount Transfiguration and the disciples couldn't cast, the demon couldn't help this little child. And Jesus was talking to the dad and said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I want you to hear the father's response. I just love this. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Can anybody else finish that? Lord, help thou mine unbelief. I believe it, but I need more help. Amen. That's where I am. And you know the key to that passage, I think, it said, in tears. He knew where the help come from. He knew, he believed that Jesus could do it, but he said, Lord, and I have prayed this prayer so often, Lord, I don't doubt you a bit. It's me I got a problem with. Amen. I know me better than anybody except Rhonda. She probably knows me better than I do. You don't believe me? She can go to Subway and get them to make a sandwich better than I can go get. I like her sandwich better than the ones I go get for myself. So I think she knows me better than I know me. But we say, God, I know you can do it. I'm worried about me. Help my unbelief. Help me where I'm struggling. Strengthen me in the areas I need. And Lord, I'll do whatever you ask me to do, and I'll go and do whatever you want, but with tears that we have to ask, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need your faith. I need you to increase my faith. Amen. What are you going through today? What are you in need of today? More than anything else that you could think of. If I ask a question, I need, or you answer a question, I need help more than anything with, fill in the blank. The Bible said this man came to Jesus in tears. You want help in that matter? I'm going to invite you to the altar this morning. Come in tears, trusting and believing the author and finisher of our faith. He designed it. He wrote it. And on Mount Calvary, he said, it's finished. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Father, I thank you for these parables. And God, I ask you today to minister, meet our needs, touch our hearts. And Lord, you know far greater today what we're in need of more than we could ever think or ask. Lord, I ask you to meet our needs. And Lord, lay on our hearts what we need help with. Father, I don't believe that there's a soul under the sound of my voice today that would question your ability and your power. Lord, I think we struggle with our own. It's us we don't have much faith in. And Father, I pray that you'd increase our faith, not in ourselves, but in you in such a manner that we would say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So I'll stand and turn to page 450.